I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Yes, for the next 2 years, it'll be what is called divided government. Data show the election was in part a referendum on President Trump, and his theme of immigration was a number two concern among voters surveyed. But tops was health care. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that from our Washington bureau.
26% of voters say health care was the most important issue for them in deciding their vote, according to the Associated Press. Emily Eakins of the Cato Institute says a lot of that comes down to financial concerns. I spoke with her via Skype.
A lot of people's premiums have been going up, and that makes them unhappy. But a lot of people are concerned about what we do about pre-existing conditions.
Many voters worried that if protections for people with pre-existing conditions are rolled back, health insurance will be unaffordable for some. According to the AP, 3 out of 4 voters who listed health care as their top issue voted for Democrats. Now, with Democrats in control of the House, the discussion around health care in Washington is likely to change.
The main attempt to repeal the Medicaid expansion, to repeal the subsidies for people for private health insurance, those I think are pretty much off the table.
John McDonough is a public health professor at Harvard. He says the Trump administration is likely to continue chipping away at the Affordable Care Act, but McDonough says it's worth noting some of the state-level action on health care in the election.
There were 3 states, Nebraska, Utah and Idaho, where voters had ballot initiatives to expand their Medicaid program. The voters said, let's expand Medicaid.
McDonough expects other states to follow suit, especially those that elected Democratic governors last night. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.